Hi there. The word for today is do what God has told you. In Genesis 6, verse 9, we read, Noah walked with God. What went through Noah's mind when God told him to build a boat in the middle of dry land? Nobody had ever done it before. Yet the Bible says Noah did everything just as God commanded him. How did he do it? Answer, Noah walked with God. Now, walking takes place step by step. The trouble is we want God to reveal the second step before we take the first step of faith. But until we take the first step, he won't reveal the next step. We've got to be obedient to the measure of revelation that he has given us if we want more of it. That's why we get stuck spiritually. We only want to follow Christ to the point of precedence, the place where we have been before, but no further. We're afraid of doing what we've never done before because it's unfamiliar territory. As a result, we leave unclaimed the new gifts, new anointings, and new dreams God wants to give us. You've got to push past your fear of the unknown. You've got to do something different, something you've never done before. It's said that the African impala can jump 10 feet high and 30 feet long, and yet it can be contained in a small enclosure with 4-foot-high walls. Why? Because it won't jump if it can't see where it's going to land. And we have the same problem too, don't we? We want a money-back guarantee before we take a leap of faith. But that eliminates faith from the equation, and without faith it is impossible to please God. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. So, here's the word for you today. Step out in faith, obey God, and do what he's told you to do.